Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
This week's changing track is for Michael. It was late in 1975, so I must have been 15 years old. We were living in Canberra, which at the time was no more than a big country town. Canberra had been nothing more than grazing country with more sheep than people. They created the capital out of indecision between Melbourne and Sydney, a compromise that I am truly grateful for, despite many years trying to get the hell out of there. Canberra in the 70s was going through adolescence just as I was, all planned and sterile to a young man's heart. It had little in the way of history, no discernible culture, and was a great place as a kid, but had not much to offer a teenager trying to find his place in the world. There was a stultifying dullness that could anaesthetise a young man's passion for what he did not know. This town rips the bones from your back. Adding to the adolescent overdose of hormones and confusion, the family was still reeling from Dad's diagnosis with cancer a couple of years before. An idyllic childhood was coming to an end, abruptly and dramatically. My younger sister got into music before I did, but before long I had taken to Skyhooks and had the obligatory arguments about Skyhooks versus Sherbet, and of course I always won. They were a great band, and they started me on my musical journey. But Skyhooks weren't life-changing. They were a lot of fun, and I got to imagine a world outside of Canberra, where Carlton seemed a particularly exotic and exciting locale in a big city I'd only heard of. No, not Skyhooks. The track that changed everything came out of the blue. They say that people remembered where they were when they heard that JFK or John Lennon was shot. My memories of 1975 might be a little fuzzy these days, but I can tell you where I was when I first heard this song. It's an innocuous place to have an epiphany, but I was in the car with the family on London Circuit in Canberra City. The radio was on, with me in the back seat, dreamily staring out the window at our drab city as it filed past, as Radio 2CC innocuously delivered its life-changing event. I'd never heard anything like it. I'd just started playing drums, so the intro got me hooked with that sweeping drum, filling into the most majestic guitar riff. It lifted me up and took me on a ride that to this day never fails to sweep me up. His voice cried out with all the frustration and energy I felt at the time. We're going to get out while we're young. The frantic rhythm section propels you along on an out-of-control roller coaster. Then the sax solo leads into a break where you catch your breath for just a few bars before a buzzsaw guitar drills into your mushy adolescent brain in a way that ensures you will never be the same again. It has all the drama of an opera and the excitement of a carnival. All I wanted to do was escape and walk in the sun. So Dad passed away later that year, and this song helped me to rise above the grief and imagine something better, to appreciate the healing and therapeutic qualities of music. I managed to get out 15 years later, when I was still relatively young, and this song always has the ability to lift me up. I have to stop whatever I'm doing when I hear it. It inspired me to take up music, and I have been playing it ever since. I'm not a teenager anymore, and I've made my home in the city of Melbourne, where the sun always sets over Carlton. Canberra has grown up to be a city with a unique culture and character, even if some of its more recognisable inhabitants have yet to rise to the occasion. And Michael finishes his letter saying this: I eventually busted out of Canberra with the help of Bruce Springsteen and the everyday fantasy of Born to Run.